Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so here's the thing. I don't want to give you guys any spoilers, but it's apparently there's a bunch of headlines that have to do
message with anyone with type 2 diabetes.
Oh, no, somebody with type 2 diabetes. No, that's not the message. That's not the headline. Well, diabetes is another headline, but this Squid Game TV show has now pervaded the schoolyards. Apparently it's going to probably be this game that we're going to see in multiple countries. And so I just have to tell you a little bit about it because it's already out there and it wouldn't be me spoiling it. So if you haven't seen Squid Game on Netflix, and I've told you guys that if you do, make sure you have some melatonin or something to help you sleep, because it's kind of a rough show, but it is fantastically done. But it takes place in South Korea and it's a game that is being organized by people we don't know, all right? That's supposed to be a surprise. And they use those who are desperate as the players. And bad things happen to the players. So when I first heard there was Squid Game, I was thinking to myself it might be something like Hunger Games. It's a little bit like Hunger Games. Maybe that's where they got the idea. But apparently it's such a hit. We watch it. Don't watch it where it's English dubbed. Watch it in the Korean language, but with the subtitles. Actors are incredible. The storyline's incredible. It's just rough to see. The thing is with the bright colors and the concept and the game, this wasn't just a grown-up show. Kids all over the world have seen it, such that some of them are actually recreating some of the concepts of the game on recess schoolyards. So it's been reported by Yahoo News, Fox News, that kids are hitting and kicking the losers of games, kind of to have this sort of Squid Game punishment. It's a Korean horror series. It debuted September 17th, and it's a huge hit among kids. I can't imagine kids watching. One of my sons already saw the whole thing, and you know they're already both over 18. But I'm like, are you okay? You know, did you need your mommy? You know, when you saw that, and they're like, no, I didn't need my mommy. And I'm like, I need my mommy. You know, and I've been like, mommy. I mean, it's a rough one to watch. And so schools now around the world are warning parents to monitor what their children are watching, because what kids are doing is they're playing on the yard, and then when somebody loses, they get a punishment. And they get a punishment either by being hit or kicked. And so you think, okay, you know what, we could stop this. We could tell schools to watch it, teachers to watch it. Well, no, adults are playing it. Apparently in Venezuela, and I'm hearing also in the UK, they're going to do a real-life Squid Game. They're not going to kill anybody, which is one of the sad repercussions that happens in this game. But Squid Game, with its success, can breed a lot of money. And so in what they're going to do in Caracas, Venezuela, is those who are willing to participate will have to pay a $10 registration fee. The production company is going to film this. I think they're going to kind of make a series of games. And they have stressed that no one's going to be assassinated. The participant who manages to win all six games will receive a prize of $1,000, and the winner will be safely escorted by the state security to avoid any incidents on their way back home. Meanwhile, those unwilling to attend the games as part of the audience will be asked to pay a price of $1 to experience the contest. Now, I guess to help build up money. So in Venezuela, the six rules are going to be a number will be assigned to each participant after the registration is confirmed. The prize that will be received will be about $1,000. No one gets killed. Participants will compete in six games that will be revealed on the day of the event. Any eliminated player must either leave the game or stay as a spectator. There's going to be police security, medical service, transportation, hydration for participants, and a state escort for the winner. So my guess is what they're going to do is they're going to make this not like a simple relay or like what you would see in the Olympics. I think they're going to make them very creative challenges because they have to stand out. It's a great show concept as long as nobody gets hurt. And then you watch people have to do things that, but the thing with Squid Game is you need to see people sweat. People really don't want to lose. So I'm kind of wondering how they're going to factor that in. The UK is going to also do a real-life Squid Game. I'm not sure how similar it's going to be, but there is going to be cash prizes. Nobody is supposed to die, but all contestants have to sign medical disclosures to make sure they could participate in the games because there will be very mental and physical challenges. So there's also going to be live actors to add an extra layer of fear and uncertainty. So I don't know how that's going to happen because if you know you're not going to get killed, you'll be like, okay, whatever. So I lose, I drop an egg or whatever. But the story is this is pervaded now to where kids on playgrounds think it is okay to inflict harm if somebody loses. Now, we've gone back and forth with how society looks at losers. All right? I mean, in the old days, if you lost, you lost. I mean, it was miserable. It was painful. You lost out of the job. You lost out of the food line. You know, you lost the game. Then, in the 2000s and 2010s, it was, you know what? Everybody gets an award. You tried. So if you lost, you still won something. And I think the pendulum is swinging back where society wants to see people who lose not just not win, but lose and get punished for it. See, when I grew up, I was like, oh, well, the loss is punishment enough. No. People want to add that extra layer. So I really don't want to see our kids start to become that demonic. Well, we'll keep you posted on that. 1-877-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So this story just, I think, stunned a lot of people. And, it's 2021, so how is this still happening? Well, I'll explain to you how it happened. And it's embarrassing, just absolutely embarrassing. So the NFL has currently made a settlement because they got sued based on a protocol of race norming black players when they test them for cognitive function. And so if there are players that get injured, and the league is trying to determine how much injury from concussion happened to black players on the team. They were using a different standard against Caucasians because of a false pretense that black individuals may start out with a lower cognitive function than whites. Hence, when they measured and they used this race norming, the awards would be less based on this baseline cognitive function, and apparently other players got more money because they went from here to here in terms of cognitive deficit, or here to here, whereas based on the black level of baseline, only went from here to here. And so, yeah, NFL got sued. So let me tell you what happened, and then I'll tell you where this all came from, which is so frustrating. So in a proposal filed in federal court, the NFL, this is being reported by Daily Mail, and lawyers for thousands of retired players have reached an agreement to end race-based adjustments in dementia and dementia testing in the $1 billion settlement of concussion claims. The revised testing plan follows public outrage over the use of race norming, a practice that came to light only after two former NFL players filed a civil rights lawsuit last year. The adjustments, critics say, may have prevented hundreds of black players suffering from dementia to win awards that average $500,000 or more. So race norming assumes that black players start with lower cognitive function, which makes it harder for them to show they suffer from a mental deficit linked to their playing days. That has got to be it's wrong. I don't even know how this happened. And, when you work for a corporation, you learn that there's not any of you who haven't worked for a corporation. Just take a few months of your life to do it. You learn so much about how the BS that goes on and the politics and the stupidity. I've seen people do stupid, and when I bring it up going, guys, this isn't even right. This isn't even, I got yelled at. And I'm like, so you want to do wrong? I don't know. There's no way I would have been able to keep my mouth shut on this one. So lawyers for the players of Najee Davenport and Kevin Harry sued. And the black retirees will now have the chance to have their tests rescored, in some cases seek a new round of cognitive testing, according to the resettlement. So the NFL lawyer Brad Karp said, we look forward to the court's prompt approval of the agreement, which provides for a race-neutral evaluation process that will ensure diagnostic accuracy and fairness in the concussion settlement. So the vast majority of league's players, 70% of active players, and more than 60% of living retirees, Daily Mail is saying, are black. So the changes are expecting to be significant, majorly cost the NFL, but race norms should have never existed. So why? So there's literature out there, and this is just one of the studies, where they looked at black and white participants and tested cognitive scores. And they say on average, this is a study back from 2004, black participants had a lower unadjusted score on cognitive function tests than white participants. Well, when I hear that, I go, well, what the hell was the test? You know, the one thing we have done wrong in medicine, in school, is we do one size fits all. And so this is a study from 2004 entitled Black and White Differences in Cognitive Function Test Scores, according to the Journal of American Geriatric Society. And they looked at this. As they said, several studies have reported that older black and Latino adults have lower cognitive function test scores than older white adults. But few have comprehensively examined reasons for score differences. So they looked at health, socioeconomic indicators, literacy level. So, when Which, you know, and I mean, I'm glad they looked into this, but there's studies that have said, when there's studies that are out there that are comparing black and white, Latino, in terms of cognitive scores. And you can't, if you're using a test that is a one-size-fits-all. We've spoken about this. You know, like in school, there are kids that they just don't get the times tables. But they could do multiplication in their head. They could do multiplication a variety of different ways. But the kids that got the A's were the ones that did the time tables, and they were able to do it in 2 minutes flat. So here's kids in school for years getting the C's or the D's, and they're actually smarter than these other kids like me. I was just able to take the test. Asking me to do something in my head, well, I mean, I memorized the table, but did I use logic? Could I do a story problem? And so my question is you know, what was the testing? If the testing is using words that's not in the vernacular of somebody's culture, then they're not going to get the question right. Remember we did that dialect test on air, and my dialect is Southern and Northern California, which is a different dialect, and some of the words on there I've never used, and I didn't even recognize, but those are words used by people back east. Well, are you taking that into account? So having, I, you know, work for the state, I do workers' comp evaluations, and the one thing that we are mandated to do is compare to baseline if we have a baseline test. And so what I suggest is there are multiple different types of cognitive tests, then, and when they're taken, you do an average of them, and all these tests should be done baseline before play. Then after play, or someone's retired or injury, you take them, and then that's the baseline you use. Not some random scientifically journal baseline or whatever the heck they were using. I don't know. I can't speak on it for sure because I don't know. But not some random baseline going, yeah, you see, this guy scored better than this guy. You know, we do math differently. My parents did math differently than the way I learned it. So what if I learned math from my parents? I wouldn't have done well on the tests in American school. Whereas, you know, my father, the way he learned math was a little different. So, it, you know, there really is a big cultural language, you know, difference in these exams. Now, memory loss, right? You know, can some of us have trends in memory loss? Well, you know, researchers have been looking at, well, let's say you have a population that has a higher risk for high blood pressure, higher risk for diabetes, higher risk for heart disease. Will we see them test differently cognitively? And that is something that is a valid test, and it is a valid question, because you want to then know, okay, do adjustments need to be made? Do we, you know, are people who are sadly at risk for high blood pressure or diabetes going to reach dementia earlier? And when it comes to football, I don't want any researchers or scientists scared. Everybody gets so scared that they don't want to, you know, that they don't want to, you know, discuss race. But I think we do need to look at CTE, and are there certain groups that are more at risk of CTE or diabetes or COVID? That's okay. Look what happened with COVID. We learned that there are certain populations that are at higher risk. Well, then maybe we need to reevaluate prevention a little differently in those populations than others. So, you know, the way it sounds like they did it just doesn't make sense. And I think this could easily be done by pre-cognitive tests, post-cognitive tests, and the difference. This way you're not comparing it to everybody else. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Sparks are flying as Attorney General Merrick Garland is testifying in a House committee hearing Thursday. The Justice Department is explaining many of their recent decisions. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The chairman just said the Trump DOJ was political and went after their opponents. Are you kidding me? 3 weeks ago, the National School Board Association writes President Biden asking him to involve the FBI in local school board matters. 5 days later, the Attorney General of the United States does just that.
Ohio Congressman Steve Chabot.
So-called terrorist incident was apparent, merely questioning whether school board members had earned their high school diplomas.
The Justice Department supports and defends the First Amendment right of parents to complain as vociferously as they wish about the education of their children, about the curriculum taught in the schools.
USA Radio News. Onions from Mexico are being accused of spreading salmonella here in the United States. Chris Barnes from the New England USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Most of the onions Americans buy for their salads and to cook with come from Mexico, where there's a contamination concern concerning salmonella. The CDC issuing a food safety alert saying that over 650 people have become infected with a strain of salmonella in 37 states, and that was actually as of a few days ago. This alert includes red, white, and yellow onions distributed by ProSource Incorporated. The onions can last up to 3 months in storage, so you might still have some even if you think you don't. And reporting from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Salmonella is the type of bacteria that's most frequently reported cause of food-related illnesses in the United States. Illness from these bacteria can cause upset stomach, diarrhea, fever, and pain and cramping in your belly. We are USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Dr. Dolly, your show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as we just talked about the NFL and testing and cognitive function and how, you know, the way things are presented and the way things are written, it's very relative. Sadly, it could be very subjective. And with that, there could be a lot of misguidance, misinformation, and a hero, I believe, in my field, in journalism, who is going to be joining us next, has been the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, a leading trade publication in our industry for years. He's also a nationally syndicated radio host, and he is the godfather of talk radio. And joining us next is Michael Harrison to talk about media's role, media's responsibility, and what he's seen over the years in terms of us being true to the art. Michael, thank you so much for joining us.
Dahlia, it's great to be with you, and I want to congratulate you. I think this is the first time I've been on your show in all the years we know each other, and I just want to congratulate you on what a great job you've done, you know, talk about misinformation, giving clear information during a time when clear information has never been more important, especially within the realm of medicine and health. So,
yes,
you know,
well,
kudos to you.
Well, thank you for coming on my show, because it could sure help the ratings. We need all the help we could get. So, Michael Harrison.
Unless I start singing, then it's all over.
You have a great voice. So, listen, I mean, you have seen it all with your decades and decades of experience. You know, tell us, what is your take on what's happening with media today?
Well, media is going through an amazing change, and with it, I guess, are growing pains. I mean, we are rapidly evolving from the analog era of the 20th century into the digital era of the 21st century, and what's coming after that will be the quantum era of the second half of the 21st century. So we're on a ride that is only going to get faster and create even more change going forward. So we best prepare ourselves for it, not to get too nostalgic for the old days. The digital era is so instantaneous, and there's so much media and so much information pouring into our brains that it's readjusting, it's rewiring our nervous systems. And as our nervous systems go, so does that which we define as being human. Our very human nature is changing, and we have to cling to it as best we can. So it's amazing how the media is playing a role just because of the new options and the speed of information, the amount and the speed of information. It's changing everything. Now, back to misinformation, you used that term before. You know I am a huge proponent of free speech, the First Amendment. As a matter of fact, that's really the only political issue that I step out on. I try to be as nonpartisan as I can within my role as publisher of a trade magazine in a business that's full of partisanship. So I try to be as even-handed as possible. But I do believe in the First Amendment. However, and I know you'll agree with this, I hope you agree with it, that the misinformation that is flooding the media waves, if you want to say the airwaves, because it's all kinds of waves, certainly is showing that there's a downside to the First Amendment. And although I'm not saying I'm adjusting my feelings about the First Amendment, this new era is causing us to have to really evaluate how we handle this concept of free speech. And I think the balancing component in that is the word responsibility. Never before have we as human beings had to be more responsible than now in terms of being media practitioners.
So true. Speaking of flooding, you know, the media, there was some porn, I guess, that was behind a report, a weather report on the news. I mean, you can't even get through news without getting other forms of media mixed into it. It's crazy. I just remember the old days. You had to wait for your news. I had to come home. We had to eat dinner before the 5:30 news, before Dan Rather came on, or I don't know, Tom Brokaw, and then we would watch the news as a family. If it was too violent, my parents would say, no, you know, go to your rooms, and you would have to wait, you would get your dose of news, and then you would go on. And as you brought up, now with digital, we have news 24/7. If I want news, all I have to do is turn on my phone, and it's there. But you know, then I'm vulnerable, and I am vulnerable to anything somebody wants to put in front of my face at 7 in the morning.
Exactly. You know, back in the day, a radio station, a television station, and a newspaper had a thing that nobody had at home, and it made it a very important information center. And that thing is called the AP machine, the UPI machine. the teletype. You went to the station, and there was that machine clicking away in the newsroom that brought you up-to-the-minute news headlines, weather, stock reports, sports scores. People didn't have a way to get that at home. So the radio station, the television station, the newspaper, the newsroom had a source of information that nobody had. Now, everybody has all that at their fingertips. The very magnet, the very reason people tuned in, no longer is there. And you got to come up with all kinds of creative things. Now, for you as a medical doctor, you really see this syndrome happening, because now we're at a time when the person on the air, the news reporter, the journalist, the talk show host, the opinionator, commentator, pundit, is not necessarily more informed than the average listener. The listeners have access to all the research, all the information that you do. Yes. And I don't know, do you find as a doctor that that creates a bit of a challenge? That people are not going, okay, doctor, yes, doctor, but they come back at you, but I heard so-and-so said, or there's a study in, some other country, and you really have to be on your toes.
It doesn't make our job harder. And another thing also that has happened is you had a select few journalists that had that responsibility. And before I got on the mic, I knew I almost had to take a certain oath that I was going to stay true to the news, keep my opinion out of it. Now everybody's a journalist. Everybody is posting. Everybody is, when people post, everybody's become a journalist, but they aren't taking that same pseudo oath. They aren't doing what we journalists at heart do. And so people will see news and think it's from a true journalist, and it's not. Everybody's a journalist these days.
We have to teach our children how to consume media. We have to teach ourselves how to be, and I don't mean this in the negative sense, I mean the positive sense of the word, how to be discriminating. We have to go through a period now where we know the difference between a real news organization or a credible individual and somebody who has equal access to the media platform. Just because they have equal access doesn't mean they have equal truth or credibility. Plus, the problem is we live in an era, and the politicizing of medicine, which is what we've seen during this pandemic, comes to mind. We live in an era where we seek to attain victory at the expense of truth. We want to win.
Right.
We want to win, no matter what it is, and we cherry pick information from all the stuff out there to create a scenario that confirms our
narrative.
Message.
So true.
Yeah, the narrative. I call it the daily dance of affirmation. So this is a new era. It certainly has been exposed during the pandemic era. This pandemic era has really shined the light on all the fissures and the inadequacies in our society and our systems. And now we have to live with it, because we're still in the pandemic, but we have been thrust forward because of the pandemic, I would say 15, 20 years into the future in terms of social norms, how we get information, and how we communicate with each other professionally and socially.
So true, so true. Michael Harrison, thank you so much for joining us. And listeners, please catch Michael Harrison on the Michael Harrison Rap. It is heard nationally, including Wonk FM in D.C., WRKO Boston, KDFD Denver, KSCO Santa Cruz, Phoenix, all over. Michael Harrison, cannot wait to have you back. Thank you so much. Love you so much.
Thank you, Dr. Dahlia.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it, you can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
To clear my throat, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So about maybe a year ago, you guys were asking me, and I could see your emails, all right, are we going to have COVID mandates? Are we going to have COVID vaccine mandates? Are we going to have to show people our papers? And if they're going to do that for COVID, are they also going to do that for the flu shot? And so we discussed that, and I was like, anything's possible, but I know Trump wasn't going to do it. And then when Biden came into office going, no, No one's going to mandate. No one's going to have vaccine passports, Jen Psaki. So at the time, we were like, look, if our leaders are going to say no, not going to happen, we can believe our leaders, right? Right? Well, one reason why I think the originally Biden and Psaki had said no, not happening, not going to be in our future, is because they were really hoping that COVID was going to go down. Vaccines were rolling out. COVID wave was going to go down by the summer after we got through the alpha wave and a lot of people got their vaccine. It would be fine. We'd be able to enjoy a 4th of July barbecue and all that. Then Delta wave came. And there were still baseline cases, by the way, that never went away. And there were concerns that politically, how does Biden get to seal his political success on the vaccine rollout by getting as many people vaccinated? So we saw that the COVID mandates were going to start to come, and then they just came. I mean, it was just blatant, And so with the path out of the pandemic plan, employers with greater than 100 employees need to institute the mandate or weekly testing or terminate. Federal workers, many state workers are required to vaccinate. So with the COVID vaccine mandate, that those of us that were like, well, maybe, maybe not. Okay, so it's here. And one thing that we predicted a year ago is if the COVID vaccine gets mandated, then definitely the flu vaccine will. And some of you are like, okay, wait a second, where did everybody get flu? Why is everybody talking about flu? Well, back then, when we still felt that flu had the potential to long-term kill more than COVID, and it still could, their average is, anywhere from 20 to 60,000 deaths, sometimes up to 80,000 deaths a year from flu. Flu also kills kids. We knew that if ever a COVID mandate was going to be kicked in, then the reflex would be a flu vaccine mandate as well. And flu comes every year. And we've had those flu shots for years. They're FDA approved, even though they're technically new each year because of the new strains. But the technology has been there for a while. So is the mRNA vaccine, but I get it's a newer vaccine than the flu vaccine. And so it was just a matter of time that flu vaccines would then start being mandated. So here we are now in the fall of 2021, and where are we with that? Well, I think we are on a little preface. Is that what it's called? Where you're kind of on the tip and it could go either way. So what we are hearing now is a bunch of universities are starting to mandate the flu. Usually the education sector, usually it's the healthcare sector that goes first, but flu shot mandates have been around for a while in the healthcare sector, so that's nothing new. They don't want their workers getting the flu, calling out. They don't want their workers spreading the flu, even though you still can. I get my flu shot every year, but I would still wear a mask around patients. But flu vaccine mandates have been still touch and go in the health sector, but the healthcare sector, that's kind of something that's not a big earth-shattering sort of revelation that they're going to move towards flu vaccines. But what about the rest of the country? So I looked up Johns Hopkins. I looked up Yale. I looked up, I think Boston University last year mandated, and I think they're mandating again flu shot this year, Wayne University, Elon University, University of Miami, and then, of course, the University of California system have all mandated flu shots. In the University of California statewide system, which is a lot of universities, on October 8th, they required all covered students, faculty, and other academic appointees and staff to, by November 19th, get vaccinated against flu or opt out using a form supplied by their location after receiving information about the flu vaccine. And this form has to do with medical exemptions, religious exemptions. So when you start to see this, you wonder, is there going to be a knee-jerk reflex or across the whole nation to start doing flu vaccine mandates? Well, it's going to depend on a lot of things, all right? So first, you would think, okay, if COVID is going away, we might be good. If COVID's going away, maybe they'll just forget completely about infectious disease and, maybe they'll be like, okay, you know what? Maybe we overshot with the mandates with COVID, but it's going away. We're good. The problem with that is we're coming into flu season. We're coming into pneumonia season, cough and cold season. If the hospitals get overwhelmed, public officials are going to feel like they have to do something. And so they're probably going to say, all right, everybody get a flu shot. And flu shot efficacy could range anywhere from 20 to 60%. So a real good year in the 60s. 1 year, I think we're at 14%. But again, that's not what's driving mandates. Efficacy of the vaccine, original efficacy maybe, but long-term efficacy, as you can see, the vaccine immunity wanes, doesn't matter. They'll still do the mandates. So if COVID goes away, we could be dealing more with flu. And COVID might not go away. The UK is dealing with now a spike in cases. Whether it's because of this new strain, AY4.2, or because Delta is still around and doesn't care about those who are vaccinated or not, although I still believe our vaccines protect against Delta, it might not be protecting us as good as we think. If the UK gets a wave, we usually follow about 6 to 8 weeks later. So if we're going to be, again, struggling with another wave, then it's going to be all, you know, full court press. Everybody get vaccinated for pneumonia, flu, if you qualify, COVID, all that. But another thing that I find very interesting is, I don't know if you've been watching the news, and we're going to be talking about this, in Brazil, apparently people want to, there's a panel that is going to recommend mass homicide charges against President Jair Bolsonaro due to his handling of the coronavirus pandemic. And in that, it has to do with herd immunity, him not being as robust with the vaccine rollout. So they might want to put him up on charges. In the UK, they're starting to talk about how they, the Boris Johnson's government might be quote-unquote negligent in handling the latest wave of COVID-19. So if we start to see in these other countries that the leaders are getting not only sued, but put up on homicide charges, negligent charges for these waves of pandemic, whether it's COVID or flu, then they are going to want to legally protect their butts and go, you see, that's why we're mandating vaccine. We're doing our part. So that's why I think we might be seeing the mandates come. On the flip side, people aren't, it's not popular. The mandates aren't popular. People might have gotten the vaccine, and you might have a good part of the country going, yeah, yeah, stick everybody get a vaccine so I feel safe. But I mean, we already kind of know vaccinated people spread it too. So if you want to feel safe, you stay away from other people and you get yourself vaccinated. So the vaccine mandate per se isn't popular, especially if you did go to work, you did get vaccinated, and now you lost your favorite coworkers, and now you're there doing their job. And you're like, okay, this sucks because I'm getting paid the same and I'm doing the work of two or three people because now we lost staff. So that might temper some of the, some of the flu mandates. So they're coming. Flu vaccine mandates are coming, but it might not be as widespread as COVID. But we'll see. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Call complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.